This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome here to another edition of Reinvention Radio, and more specifically, the rant. We are ranting right now.
Let's rant.
It's the all-male review until, of course, Mary Goulet drops in here, which she will, I'm sure, very, very soon. And I think, actually, there she is. Mary Goulet, you're on the road. Where are you? You're walking in with the dogs.
Finally.
My God, what the hell's going on over there?
Are you? Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay?
That traffic.
Let's rant about traffic.
Fine. It was just. rant about the traffic. There was a car accident.
Ooh, man! All right, so good old California driving. Well, we will hopefully get you in here soon enough. But yeah, man. Oh, Rich Ote, Mary Goulet on the road with us, but Rich Ote here in Studio White Wade's walking around somewhere as we are hanging out at Reinvention Radio headquarters. And I got to tell you, man, when I first came in, the first thing I thought of, Rich, is I wanted to give you one big, huge air kiss.
Aw, do it.
Yeah, like,
what?
So I know that's, and you too, Mary Goulet, but although I would have given you an actual kiss, but Rich gets an air kiss, you get an actual kiss. Although, Wade, I think you would get more tongue than anybody else around
Wade
here just because. But did you see the very awkward, like the very awkward moment at the Republican National Convention where Trump brought Pence? Well, actually, Pence did his thing and, you know, Trump introduced him and all that. And by the way, did you see the logo? Did you see the original Trump Pence logo?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, we have a mind of filth in this country, because like when I first saw the logo, like I didn't think anything about it. I mean, literally, I didn't even think twice about it. But because the T is like going through the hole
of the P,
people are like, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. Trump and Pence will fuck America. That's like kind of what people were saying. So I know. So evidently they've gone back to the drawing board and they've come up with another logo now that hopefully will be monumentally better. But I don't know. I mean, like, I've got a pretty dirty mind. Like, I mean, I will be the first to admit that. Yeah, but you've listened to the show, so you probably understand what I'm talking about here. But, like, I looked at that logo, didn't even think twice about it. Did you see it? Did you?
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't necessarily think that. I just think people are just looking for something to be able to say he's going to fuck America.
Well, and he will. And yeah. Wait, did you see it? Was that the first thing that came to your mind? Because it wasn't what came to my mind.
Well, see, I saw it in the context of that. Somebody went, oh, my God, do you see what he just did? And then I saw the logo, so I didn't get it. I didn't get it pre-filtered or whatever.
You didn't get a fresh look at it.
Exactly.
And
then I just went, yeah, that looks like Trump fucked Pence to take the job.
Mary, did you see it, or is this news to you?
It is news. I was out last night, so I did not see it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even see it this morning. So is it able to be viewed online somewhere?
I'm sure it is, right. Unless they took it down. But I'm sure that people kept it around there somewhere. But so at the RNC... basically, Pence did his thing, and Trump brought him on stage, and they had, like, this very awkward, like, you know how you go into somebody, this is what guys do. So you do that right-hand shake, and then you kind of do, like, the little, like, half-hug kind of thing. So you put your left arm around, and you got, like, this little, you know, man-to-man, like, hey, that kind of thing, and then you basically walk away. Well, basically what happened was he went in, Trump shook his hand, started doing like the little hug thing, but instead of doing the hug thing, he kind of reached in and wanted to give him like a big old kiss. So he wanted to give Pence like wanted to give Pence like a big old kiss on the cheek is where it was going to land. And of course, Pence like awkwardly kind of like backed up and was like, you know, even like he was kind of freaked out by it. So the question is, all right, so we'll go round robin here. So, all right, so wait, if Trump leans in for a kiss, do you A, readily accept, B, kind of shy away just a little bit and make it into an air kiss, or C, do you take the right hand, do you pull him in, and then with your left knee, you drive it straight into his nutsack? So which is it, A, B, or C? What do you pick?
Well, probably leaning towards C, but more just total amazement that his security detail's so poor that I'm this close to him.
Well, that's a really good. All right. So now you're taking us to places there, Wade, that I didn't even think about. All right. So assuming, Rich, you get past security and assuming that you're not carrying one of those no hate, no racism signs that I don't know if you've seen those folks there, but they're like, they get, there's like this pink sign which says something like no hate, no racism, and like people are booing them. Why would you boo somebody carrying a no, like really? Like, are you that, you're that messed up in the mind that you boo somebody carrying a no hate, no racism? Get them out of here. We don't want to hear that nonsense.
No, it's ridiculous.
Like, does that make any sense? All right, so Trump leans in. You get past security, and he does that to your banana first. But that's a nice visual there, Wade. Thanks for the deep throat on the banana there. Jesus. And so what do you do, Rich?
I think after watching Wade, I'd go in for the kiss.
You'd just take it.
I'd take it because I'd monetize it.
You would.
How I kissed an ass.
Oh, man. Very good.
Kissed now, ass.
Would that be like, would you actually go tongue a little on Trump?
No, because I'm not digging the guy.
You're not digging the guy.
No, see, but I'd try to way to pull his game, you know? Monetize whatever.
Yeah, he just wants another notch on his belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can somewhere. Say, you know. No, I mean, you know, the kick him in the nuts thing I'd probably want to do.
Yeah.
But. You know, he'd sue my ass, and you know how that goes. Security takes me out. It's a done deal for me then if I do that.
He is a tad bit litigious. I don't know if you've seen that, but I think there's like 4,000 active suits right now, like 4,000 active suits. All right, so Mary Goulet, you get past security, and he shakes your right hand. He leans in, and he's thinking, okay, I'm going to give Mary a nice kiss. Welcome here. So what do? Do you A, take the kiss? Do you B, kind of lean back and then go, you're a girl, okay, so what do you do?
Yeah, I'm a girl. I'll take the kiss.
Yes, and then...
But I think...
Go ahead.
What?
No.
That's okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say... You take it and you go in for sexual harassment suit, I would think. After that, that's what I would do, but where would you go with that?
I'm not like that. I hang around you knuckleheads and there's no suit that's been followed, you know...
You stay on your side of the table. We stay on ours. It's very, very, very cordial, the way that it should be. All right. So have you seen any of the convention at all? Have you watched any of the speeches? Did you see anything? Like, obviously, you've heard about the Melania plagiarism thing, right? Have you seen that? Rich, did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Not only did I see it, but the more I look into it, the more I'm not necessarily conspiracy theory or anything like that, but there's people who are saying that he did that on purpose because he just wanted to get more attention. He's Mr. Attention.
Go ahead, Wade.
It's horrible negative attention. Here's the thing that I interject on that. The plagiarism is a minor thing. Okay. But just
I don't know what school you went to, Wade.
Yeah.
But the schools I went to, you plagiarize, you get the boot.
Right. But, you know, what do we see traditionally in politics? It's the cover-up that gets you screwed. It's not the actual thing. And so I think it's more telling that their response to something squirrely happened was, no, it didn't. Mm-hmm. No, it ain't. Mm-hmm. It's their fault. Mm-hmm. I think their reaction to it is the most telling thing. Yep. Rather than going, oh, well, you know what? Let's look into that and we'll see. It's like, everybody's out to get us. This is a Hillary conspiracy, and it didn't happen. Oh, but wait, it did. Okay.
It was a registered Democrat that's a speech writer.
Oh, right. That's their buddy, right? But again, the point is the campaign's reaction to it was petulant, was unprofessional.
But that's how they got to where they are. I mean, they've gotten to where they are by doing things that are like the complete antithesis of what you're supposed to be doing.
So now we're negotiating with Russia.
Who is?
Or the U.S. and President Trump.
Oh, God.
And Putin says something Trump doesn't like. You know, is he going to go in his corner, kick his feet, throw a tantrum? You know, this is a big boy world. You got to, you know, take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah. Well, but that's been his thing the whole time is just, you know, cause the controversy, deny the controversy, moderately accept the controversy, embrace the controversy. I mean, I think that's, you know, pretty much what's...
That's part of why I said I wouldn't surprise me if he knew ahead of time. I mean, come on.
But here's the scarier thing. Okay, so, hey, it's Mary Goulet. Mary Goulet made it to the studio.
I did.
You did. Yeah, you're here. All right, forget traffic. We defeat traffic here in Southern California. Accident or no accident.
We'll send you the
damned
helicopter.
We get Mary Goulet to the studio. All right, so... The scarier part, though, is, okay, so I get it. They copy the speech, you know, whatever, and you get a little bit of press around that. And, like, he needs more press. I mean, he's everywhere at this point anyway. But the scarier things that he's copying are the things that he's copying from Hitler.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this?
No.
So do like a Google thingamajigger and look at the comparisons between the things that he is doing and having he's got his fucking supporters wearing armbands. They are wearing red, white, and blue armbands on their biceps. I kid you not.
No, I know. It's ridiculous.
And not only that, so when they agree, he's got them doing the hand raise. He's got them literally doing the Heil Hitler hand raise when they are in agreement about something that he's saying.
Okay, has that been on the news? Because I've watched the first two nights. I didn't notice anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know how it's getting buried in the way that's getting buried. But that's, I'm telling you, when Hillary goes on the stage there for the Democratic National Convention, as soon as somebody says, if you elect this guy, it is the same thing as electing Hitler, she wins. I'm telling you unequivocally, she needs to make the comparison. As she makes the comparison, she wins.
They have been very quiet.
Who they? Oh,
her camp.
They haven't said anything about the RNC at all.
Right.
Interesting. All right. Well, I got to tell you, as much as I'd love to keep chatting with you guys here about the RNC, next week we're going to be talking about the DNC, and that will be very, very interesting. So please don't vote Trump, because a vote for Trump is a vote for Hitler. I said it. Okay. That's all I got. Okay. There we have it. All right. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Talk to you.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.